Nolte, Hollywood Wants People It Hates to Pay for Federal Tax Credits. By John Nolte on June 17, 2026. Even though Hollywood hates, denigrates, smears, insults, and dismisses half the country as ignorant, backwards racists, this failing industry is so desperate for more corporate welfare that there's a serious push to give the hateful bigots in Hollywood a federal tax credit. Federal. Federal. That means we will all subsidize an industry that seeks our destruction and is dedicated to grooming and queering our children. What's especially galling is that we have an industry that fights against any kind of tax relief for anyone else. But when it comes to them, suddenly Reaganomics smells pretty sweet. California U.S. Sen. Schiff, D. Serial Liar, has circulated draft legislation that would create a 15% federal credit for labor costs, roughly equivalent to Canada's incentive, reports the far-left Variety. The Motion Picture Association pushed for 20%, plus 5% bonuses for filming in a disaster area or an enterprise zone. Due to the fires, all of LA County would qualify. As in other countries, the federal credit would stack on top of state incentives. Plenty of Democrats are on board, but to get anywhere, the proposal needs bipartisan support, the report adds. Representative Brian Jack, a Republican from suburban Atlanta, is said to be willing to co-sponsor the bill in the House. But other Republicans appear to be waiting for a thumbs up from the White House. Why in the high-ho-hearty hell should a coal miner in West Virginia or a Walmart clerk in rural Pennsylvania or a homeschooling family in Alabama or a Christian family in Arizona be forced to subsidize an industry devoted to their annihilation? An industry that aims its demonic sexualization programming at our small children. 10 years ago, I would have been all for this. Yes, Hollywood was left-wing 10 years ago, but more in the classical liberal sense. That I could live with. But now the industry is aggressively seeking the moral destruction of our children through open sexualization campaigns unquestionably designed to turn them into confused, unhappy, neurotics who are easily exploited by adults. Hollywood needs to die now, and the slower and more painful the better. If that isn't outrageous enough, this federal tax credit, which is nothing more than a tax cut for the rich, also serves as a backdoor bailout for the failed state of California. The failed state of California takes in nearly $300 billion, with a B, in annual tax revenue, but only offers $750 million in tax incentives to keep movie and TV production in the state. Feel free to recheck my public school math, but that works out to about 0.25% of the budget. What, because the failed state of California pisses billions away to create more homeless, build super trains to nowhere, subsidize failing schools, and give illegal aliens free housing and health care, the very people Hollywood hates should step in and pay the freight. Yes, I realize a federal tax credit means credits for productions all around the country. Not just California, but we all know where the primary head of the Hollywood Hydra resides. We all know who will get richer off of this, and we all know which failed state will benefit the most. People say that Hollywood is on its way to becoming the next Detroit, only they say it like it's a bad thing.